And look, I agree. The fact of the matter is we cannot be too vigilant on health care costs. We constantly have to do things to bring them down. And the fact is Obamacare has actually allowed Medicare to do a lot of innovative things to keep health care costs under control. Introducing new payment models to move away from fee-for-service, that is going to be the key method for keeping health care costs under control.
I'm getting tweets as you're speaking, and one is just coming in. Public option, always the goal. Force rates up. We cannot afford it. I pay $11,000 a year with $15,000 deductible. Fewer doctors in Florida take Obamacare. What do you say to that? How come fewer and fewer doctors are even accepting Obamacare? I mean, look what happened with United Health. Look what happened with these insurance companies, Aetna. They are bowing out. They're losing $1 billion on the plan.
Well, first of all, when you go into a new market, every business expects to lose some money at the start. That's the first point. The second point is that the business became a lot more uncertain because of Republicans, in particular Marco Rubio, eliminating some of the risk corridors and the protections for the insurance companies when they went into the new market. Those risk corridors, those protections, are exactly the ones that George Bush put in under Part D, the drug benefit. If we just have those.
Are you blaming the Republicans for the Affordable Care Act now, Zeke?
Not for the Affordable Care Act, but for taking away some of the protections that made it work better. Yes, it is the Republicans' fault for taking away those risk corridors.
That sounds very creative to me. That sounds very creative to me. A new study finds...
No, it's just a fact.
It's not a fact. Look, we're speaking to businesses all the time. They're blaming the Affordable Care Act on the fact that they can't hire employees. They can't afford it. They're going bankrupt. You've seen all the major insurance companies say, I'm not going to be in the program anymore.
First of all, that's not true. It's not all the major insurance companies.
Well, and second of all, United Health and Humana. Okay.
Second of all, it also is easy to blame Obamacare for business decisions they want to make. That is a very easy thing to do because Obamacare, as you know, is not popular despite the fact that it's done so much good for the country. It's been bad PR, but not bad on the substance. And it's easy for insurance companies to blame someone else than for their own business decisions.